Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Another Massachusetts prosecutor is raising questions about how the state investigated the drug lab scandal involving former chemist Annie Dukan back in 2014. In a court filing this week, Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins asks why the Office of the Inspector General did not review the work of another former chemist named Della Saunders, who worked alongside Dukan at the Hinton Lab. Dukan was convicted of tampering with drug evidence that she was supposed to be testing. Tens of thousands of cases based on her testing were dismissed, and defense attorneys continue to seek the dismissal of cases involving Dukan and former disgraced chemist Sonia Farrick. We reached out to State Inspector General Glenn Cunha to talk about this. He began by saying DA Rollins is doing her job to make sure that exculpatory evidence is provided to defense attorneys.
This is a routine discovery issue, and DA Rollins is carrying out her duty to provide discovery. With regard to Della Saunders, we stand by our report that Annie Dukan was the sole bad actor at the Hinton Lab during the time that we investigated.
Did you investigate the other chemists who were at the Hinton Lab?
Absolutely. We did a top-to-bottom review of the 10 years from 2002 to 2012. All of our work included everything at the lab. We reviewed hundreds of thousands of pages of documents, all the chemists' emails, all the evidence logs, all the testing data, security logs, personnel records, all the handwritten notes. We interviewed more than 40 people, and most of them under oath. We reviewed all the chemists' court testimony that they had given over the years, and we followed up on every investigative lead. So everything at the lab was what we investigated.
This issue has come up before regarding former chemist Sonia Farrick. Now, she worked at Hinton before she worked in Amherst and before she was convicted on charges of consuming some of the drug evidence that she was supposed to be testing. Did you look at Sonia Farrick as well?
We absolutely did. And she was there for a year. And the people who were still there when we did our investigation from 2012 to 2014, no one had a bad word to say about her. We found no evidence that she committed any wrongdoing.
With regard to chemist Della Saunders, she also had a high number of tests that were second to Annie Dukan's. And Annie Dukan, of course, admitted to not really testing a lot of the samples she was supposed to be testing. And so DA Rollins is suggesting that why weren't Della Saunders' numbers also an area to look into further if Annie Dukan's numbers were a red flag? What would you say to that?
They were. All of the numbers of testing were examined by us. And as we've said in numerous statements and numerous filings, that high numbers alone are an indication of malfeasance.
So you would say that you stand by this investigation and the conclusion that Annie Dukan was the sole bad actor at the Hinton Lab, despite some of the systemic problems that your report also pointed out.
Right. There were certainly systemic problems that we wrote about and made recommendations for future labs that may be conducting drug testing. With regard to Della Saunders, we found nothing wrong with her work. And I will say this, I find it really disappointing that people are bringing Della Saunders into this. She did her work. There was nothing wrong with any of her work that we found. She continues to work as a chemist for the state, and now she's being disparaged. We didn't go into this investigating Annie Dukan or any specific chemist. We went into this to do a top-to-bottom review. That included every chemist. There's no evidence that I've seen in almost 7 years that changes our conclusion.
Inspector General Cunha, thanks very much for being with us.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I appreciate your time.